From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. As the presidential candidates jockey for position ahead of five nominating contests this week, the head of the Republican Party says that whoever is the nominee will have the party's backing. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus told the annual Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington that the odds of a contested convention in July are very small. Priebus assured conservative activists that the party would unite behind whoever is chosen as the nominee. Some Republicans have been eager to derail New York business mogul Donald Trump, the front-runner in the primary race that has been reduced to four competitors. Also at that conference outside Washington, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign Friday. Meanwhile, the other candidates, including Democratic contenders Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders, were preparing for this weekend's nominating contests in Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, and Nebraska. Authorities in Yemen say at least 15 people, including four Christian nuns from India, were shot to death when militants burst into a retirement home in Aden. Sunita Kumar is a spokeswoman for the Sisters of Charity.
This news is really shocking. The details that I get is that it happened at 8:30 in the morning, local time, while the sisters were serving breakfast.
No group has claimed responsibility for this attack. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China. The John C. Stennis, along with two destroyers and two cruisers, reportedly arrived in the disputed waters earlier this week. A U.S. flagship is also in the region. China claims almost the entire South China Sea as its own. The United States has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. Turkey says that its tanks shelled Islamic State positions in northern Syria and not those of the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia after the group said that it had been attacked. The YPG said in a statement that two Turkish tanks fired dozens of shells at its positions in the area of Afrin in northwestern Syria. The United States had urged Ankara to hold its fire in the run-up to the partial ceasefire in Syria. Since then, there have been no reports of Turkey shelling the PYD, a Kurdish group which Ankara accuses of being the Syrian branch of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy. From New York, Margaret Bashir has details.
A new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, released Friday, says there were 99 such allegations last year, compared to 80 in 2014. Atul Khare, Undersecretary General for Field Support, condemned such misconduct at a news conference on Friday.
That anyone serving under the UN flag should prey on the vulnerable is truly an abomination.
More than half the peacekeeper-related abuse allegations were made against just two UN missions, MINUSCA in the Central African Republic and MINUSCO in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Missions in Haiti, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and Mali also had a substantial number of allegations, while peacekeepers in Sudan's Darfur region, Abyei, and Cyprus were the subject of four cases. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 242,000 jobs last month. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the economic data prove that so-called doomsday rhetoric coming from some of the political campaigns is, in his words, fantasy. The data showed 7.8 million Americans are still unemployed. That's about 800,000 fewer than a year ago. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.